Hey guys, it's your girl Adiran Kit and you're listening to Rose Pod. Thank you as usual for choosing to listen to me. I do not take you for granted. I do not take this opportunity for granted either. I always say this and I always mean it. So, happy June, happy Sunday. It's a cold, rainy day. I started it with a delicious omelette and toast and a cup of coffee with KV in my ears. Then I took a nap. And then when I woke up, I lit a candle and I started reading a novel called The Upside of Falling. I think it used to be a Wattpad book and it was adapted like into a proper novel. So big ups to the author. I can't remember the person's name. I'm sorry. Then I started the laundry. Thankfully, we've had light for like 3 days, which is weird. You know, we don't usually have this much light. So I hope they won't come next week and say something happened to the light. You know how the pack can be now. Anyway, let's hope this lasts. I was finally able to watch Fast X as well as John Wick. Yes, finally. John Wick was great. Of course, there's always the how can you get through an entire movie of XYZ hours. XYZ number of people are trying to kill this man and he only has, what, 3 bullet holes on his body, or he was only able to get shot 3 times. Unrealistic, but hey, we love the franchise. What are we here for? And then our beautiful, beloved Fast and Furious franchise. Like, honestly, I don't understand when people complain about the stunts that they have in that movie, because I think they lost the plot in like Fast and Furious 4 or 5. Like, you guys know what to expect. Like, expect the unexpected, expect the unimaginable, the impossible, you know. So me, I fully enjoyed it because I wasn't watching it to criticize it. I was literally watching it to see the unbelievable stunts they're going to pull, and they did not form my hand in any way. So yeah, I enjoyed it. Sorry if you didn't. So I just have to watch Across the Spider-Verse and Transformers and of course Little Mermaid. I'm so excited to watch that. I can't believe I haven't, but I've been like so busy. Hopefully I get time during the week to go watch it. In other words is not what I was going to say. I have no idea why I just said that. But in other news, guess who started gyming? Your girl has been a gym girl for about a week. I'm walking like a pregnant penguin. I'm not even kidding. Like, I mean, it's not horrible, but it's bad because this is coming from someone who practically didn't used to exercise before. But hey, I hope it gets better. So, my favorite news, I mean, this is a big deal because it happened right after my last podcast went up. But congratulations to Hilda Bassey. I know the record hasn't been verified by Guinness World Records, but the fact that she was even able to do, 100 hours, I think, you know, cooking almost non-stop, like, that is such a huge feat. And now we also have another chef. Her name is Dami from EKT, currently trying to beat that same record. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't want to be tagged a hater, but if you know, you know. All the best to her anyways. Zero comments, like I said earlier. I went shopping last week and I really overestimated my sizing skills, because tell me why I bought 7 skirts and 4 are not able to fit. Like, I almost cried because I'm like, what did I do? Like, I really should have taken the time to try the skirts out, but I was just like already tired and ready to go home. I didn't want it to start raining and then I'll have to go home in the rain. So anyway, hopefully I'm able to figure out what happens. Although this morning I decided to try the skirts on from, like, to wear them from up, that's from my upper body. I don't know if there's a correct way to say that, but anyways, one was able to go through with a lot of struggle, but I managed it. So now I only have three that don't fit. Somehow I believe a magic will occur and I'll be able to wear them all, because those skirts are bloody gorgeous. My hips are either getting bigger or the skirts had wrong sizing, and I'm going to choose to believe that this skirt had wrong sizing, because what do you mean my hips are getting bigger? I don't want that. Don't tell me that. So I just want to remind us to take breaks from social media when necessary. You don't always have to respond to everything. I've learned to ignore a lot, you know, to just not see anything, especially if it's someone constituting a nuisance in my mentions. Like, I will just mute you or block you. Like, you'll literally never ever catch me exchanging words with anyone on social media ever again. Like, it's just not worth it. Also, a gentle reminder to check on your friends. If you haven't listened to my episode titled Dear Friends, you absolutely should. Just scroll up. I think it was last year I released it or dropped it. I'm not sure what it's called. But anyways, yeah, go listen to it and tell me what you think. A number of people have been asking for longer podcast episodes, and I feel kind of conflicted because I make the episodes so short because I know the kind of attention span we have, and I'm not sure it'll be easy to maintain longer episodes, especially because I don't bring guests on the podcast yet. But I'll keep you guys posted. I'll let you know what I decide when I decide. I hope June has been good to us so far. Shout out to all of my June birthday babies, especially my friend Junie, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, my darling. I pray that all your dreams come true. So I'm sending love, light, and warmest hugs to every single person who needs it. I know we are absolutely going through it this period, and you know, I just really want the best for people. I feel like as Nigerians, especially young Nigerians, we work so hard, you know, for better opportunities and to have a better life for ourselves, and like, we really deserve the best. So kisses to everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this blissfully short episode. I love you guys so much. I do not take you for granted. I always say it, I will always say it, because I really, really, really mean it. Don't forget to follow me on social media. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Adeeronke Oduko. That's at AdeeronkeOduko. You can also send me a DM on Twitter at RorosPod. That's at RorosPod. And I will most definitely send you a reply. I remain your girl Adeeronke. Until I grace your beautiful ears next time, stay happy, stay safe, and Jaye Foreign. Bye.